Top story, leader of Yemen's Ansar al-Allah movement has warned Saudi Arabia against continuing its deadly aggression on the country. Abdel Malik al-Houthi said the Saudis will face dire consequences if they fail to end the war and blockade against Yemen immediately. Houthi noted the blockade is meant to ruin all aspects of life in Yemen. He said Saudi-led forces have stolen huge volumes of oil from the country as well.
The occupiers have tried to steal Yemen's natural resources, including oil and gas, from Maghreb and other parts of the country. Some traitors have assisted them in this regard. Since the start of the aggression in 2015, more than 120 million barrels of Yemeni oil have been taken, which is a huge theft of Yemen's resources.
Houthi also called Israel an enemy of the Yemeni people, saying that Tel Aviv cooperates with Saudi Arabia against the Muslim country. Ansar, the leader, made the remarks as he addressed a rally on the occasion of the birth anniversary of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Saudi Arabia's war on Yemen has claimed the lives of tens of thousands of people since early 2015. Onslaught has created what the UN has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Joining us now to Sana'a for more on the story is Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, political commentator. Hello, Hussein, a pleasure to have you back on Press TV. Your thoughts on Mr. Houthi's comments there?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This comment came today as Yemeni people gathered to the street of Sana'a to celebrate the birthday of Prophet Muhammad. Around 2 million Yemeni has gathered in the capital Sana'a, and another 1 to 2 million Yemeni has gathered in many other cities like in Sa'da, in Hajjah, in Hudaydah, Mahwit, Ib, and Damar, and in Taiz and in other area. This show you that this gathering was so huge, and I think this is one of the biggest celebration of Prophet Muhammad since the war began against Yemen. And this is a clear message to Saudi Arabia that Yemeni people are united under one leadership, under the Prophet Muhammad, and with the now the leadership with Ansarullah the Houthi fighting the Saudis. And it was a clear message to the Saudi and a clear warning, but still we see that Abdul Malik al-Houthi is still calling Saudi Arabia to stop its war, its blockade, is warning them that this will be more dangerous to them than to us, because we have gone through 5 years of war against Saudi Arabia, and actually it has not stopped Yemeni resistance. It has making Yemeni stronger, and as Abdul Malik said today, that the continue of this war will make Yemeni people continue to upgrade their weapons. And to, in this speech, there was something new from the word from Abdul Malik al-Houthi, that he has a direct message to the Zionist state, and he clearly said if they do anything stupid or any action against Yemen, because we have seen in the last maybe 2 years that the Zionist media has been declaring Yemen or saying about what's happening in Yemen is threat against Israel, that there was a clear warning to Israel that if they do anything against Yemen, that Yemeni people will target sensitive areas inside the Zionist state. And they show you that the Yemen army and Yemeni ballistic missile unit and drone unit are well able to target those sensitive area inside the Zionist state. And actually today celebration has showed that Yemen has become the heart of the Muslim. It was the largest celebration in the world, and we've seen that in the other side in Saudi Arabia. Meanwhile, the Wahhabis actually used to kill people for celebrating the birthday of Muhammad, as they call is bid'ah or non-Muslim act. Now we see that the Wahhabi actually is you know, is doing carnivals inside Saudi Arabia, is bringing all type of American Bobby stars and other Bobby stars from around the world to sing and to dance and this wrestling game inside Saudi Arabia. This show you that Yemen after the 21st of March 2014 has become more independent, has become more strong, and they become closer to Quran and to Prophet Muhammad. Meanwhile, we see that Saudi Wahhabis and the Saudi-backed forces are becoming more weaker and weaker every time. And we see the type of statement coming from Trump, which is insulting Saudi Arabia on every occasion. He's calling them a milking cow. He said, we will milk this cow till it runs out of milk, and then we will slaughter it, and they must pay us to protect them. They cannot protect themselves. It will not take them only 2 weeks. If the if United States will leave them, they cannot exist for 2 weeks. And I think at this time, the war in Yemen has exposed the international community has exposed how weak is Saudi Arabia. And I think that today warning from Abdul Malik al-Houthi, I think it will be the last warning, the last speech that he will warn Saudi Arabia. And we remember that before Baqiq oil field strike, and before as well Abu Dhabi airport strike, and before the oil pipeline, Al-Shaybah oil field in Saudi Arabia, we have heard the same word from the leader of Ansarullah warning the Saudi. If they're not going to hear that, if they cannot accept to stop the war against Yemen, I believe that Yemeni army is preparing of major attack against Saudi Arabia, against Saudi oil infrastructure, and as well United Arab Emirates. And at the same time, I'm sure that they have a full preparation to attack a land or ground attack against Saudi city in the south. And I believe that the war could come to an end in this year if the Saudi Arabia actually is not going to listen to peace. If they're not going to stop it war, then we're going to see things will change, and this war could come to an end.
And Hussein, before we let you go, Abdul Malik al-Houthi also said that from the onset of the Saudi aggression against Yemen back in March of 2015, over 120 million barrels of oil has been stolen from the Yemeni nation. And we know throughout this time that you know, the Saudis have been spending hundreds of millions of dollars and possibly billions of dollars buying weapons from the West to commit atrocities on Yemen. So basically, they are smuggling Yemeni oil to finance the onslaught against the Yemeni people.
Yeah, exactly, because we know that the Saudi at the beginning of the war, they focused on area like Marib, where the main Yemeni oil field, the Yemeni budget depend 90 to 95% from oil and gas revenue, and as well from port and airport, you know, taxation, and all those area is under the control of the Saudi backed forces. We have only Hodeida port and Sana'a airport, and those two they are closed. That's why, as Abdul Malik al-Houthi have said, on the top of that, there are 12 billion Yemeni riyal has been stolen from by Saudi coalition or Saudi backed forces. And on the other hand, we see that they are not paying the salaries of the public sector. Here in Sana'a, we still see like every two months or every month, the people are getting paid like half of their salaries. And still here, the government in Sana'a is trying actually to do whatever it can to give help or to give support for the Yemeni people. But meanwhile, Saudi actually is spending hundreds of billions of dollars to buy weapons. And on the top of that, they steal the little oil or the small amount of Yemeni oil. That's why I'm sure that Hadi government or the so-called legitimacy, which is based in Riyadh, they do want this war to come to an end, because they know if this war will come to an end, if Yemeni will come to an agreement, this means Hadi and its government will not exist, because Hadi was the president of transition period. So there will be no future for him. That's why they want to continue this war, to keep stealing Yemeni oil and Yemeni money. But all Yemenis have realized that, and we've seen like thousands of fighters who used to fight with the Saudi-backed forces are coming back to Sana'a. I believe hundreds are returning every week to Sana'a, because Sana'a has announced a general pardon to anyone who will come back to Sana'a, because we think that if we Yemeni unite, if we Yemeni talk, then we can make Yemen stronger than before. And it's only the international intervention that have actually has brought Yemen to this catastrophe. Hundreds of thousands has died or killed by the blockade. That's why I believe that this will not continue. The Saudi stealing Yemeni oil and all Yemeni revenue will not continue, because Yemeni will fight for their income, and they will bring the fight against Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates and against any country who will interfere in the future in Yemeni business.
Thank you for joining us there out of Sana'a, Mr. Hussein al-Bukhaiti, political commentator.